Today's lesson is 33. We continue in our study of Mishnayos Trumos. Perek Ches, Mishnayos Dalet and Hey, the 8th Perek, the 4th and 5th Mishnah. Here we have an interesting halacha, really unrelated to what we've been studying. In the time of the Talmud, in the time of the Mishnah and Gemara, there were snakes were prevalent in inhabited areas. And therefore, if one left overnight, we'll see just for how long, uncovered water or wine or milk, there was a concern that in the middle of the night, since it was uncovered, a snake came to drink from the liquid, and in the process, injected some poison into the liquid. And therefore, it's prohibited to drink, or actually inhibited in any way, to use these liquids because they constitute a health hazard. It's a sakonas nefoshes. Now, normally, as we've already studied, it's forbidden to be mafsid truma. If one has bona fide truma, one should not let it go to waste. One should not treat it in a way that it is destroyed. Rather, one should eat it properly, drink it, whatever. However, suppose you have yayin shel truma shenisgalo, truma wine, which became uncovered, in a situation where a snake may have drunk from that wine, yishofech, you spill it out. Ah, you're wasting truma, but the factor, the health hazard factor, the sakonas nefoshes factor, outweighs the prohibition of hefsed truma. V'ein tzorech lomar shel chulin, certainly if a person has wine which is not truma, and it's become nizgala, so yayin megulim has to be discarded. Shlosha mashken asurim mishum giloy, there are only three liquids which become also because of the chashash, that since they were uncovered, a snake may have injected some of his poison into it. And they are mayim v'hayayin v'hecholof, water and wine and milk. It seems other liquids, fruit juices, etc., are not on the snake's menu, and there's no problem considering that a snake may have poisoned those liquids. All other liquids except for wine, and milk, and water are mutar, even if they were megulim, even if they were uncovered. Kamo yishu v'yiyu asurin. For how long of a period do we have to be concerned that the uncovered wine was poisoned by the snake? Just a second, a minute. Uncovered. I mean, it's impossible not to have it uncovered for a few seconds, a few moments. So the Mishnah answers, "Kedei sheyetzei horachash." There's enough time for the rachash, the creepy, crawly thing, the snake. Mimokom koro v'yishte. There's enough time for the snake to come out of its hole and to come to the vessel and to drink it. It has to be that time, which is not a very long time, but it's not a second. Not several seconds. It's a significant period of time where it's possible that the snake came from its lair, from its hole, and made it over to the vessel which was uncovered and drank from it. Shir hamayim hamagulim kedei shetovad bohem hamora. If this, there are various ways of understanding this Mishnah, I'll again follow the simplest way, and that is, if there's a lot of water, enough water so that even if the snake did inject some of its poison, it became botel, it's lost, it's not detectable, it's totally, totally flooded out by the water. Kadesh tovad bohem hamora, the bitter poison has been outweighed, diluted in the water, then one can drink the water. Rabbi Yossi Omer, bakelim kol shehen, that in a situation that the water is in a vessel, then as much water as there is, it could be a huge bathtub of water, it is still asur mishum giloy. However, ubekarkos, if the water is in a mikveh, a pit of some sort, a reservoir of some sort, then arboim sa, if there's 40 sa of water in the reservoir, one does not have to be concerned with this poison, because the poison became diluted or botel in the water in this reservoir in the earth. And so we have finished lesson number 33.